Tonight's Shir, Simin Yud Beis, Si'if Aleph, Simin Yud Beis, Devarim HaPoislim B'Tzitzis. These are the things that will make your tzitzis possible. Si'if Aleph, Im Nifsuku Kol Chutei HaKanof, V'Nishtaya Behem Kedei Anivas Kol HaChutim HaPsukim B'Yachad. If all the strings of your corner, all eight strings were cut, Nebuch, you're caught in, the strings all broke off, but you have left enough that you can wind the remaining pieces around each other and make a knot. Kosher, that's good enough. It's enough left. But if you don't have enough left to make this knot, the Targum says, Targum of Vayirkasu, when they tied the Choshen, that the Choshen shouldn't move, they used the word Vayirkasu in, Vayanvun is the Targum for Vayirkasu. And Neva is like the tie. Afilu b'chut echad shenifsa kulo pasal. If you don't have kedei aniva left, even of one string, if one string got totally cut off, and you don't have kedei aniva, it's no good. So you could have eight strings cut, but you have kedei aniva, it's still okay. One string is totally gone, and you don't have kedei aniva, it's whole thing's pasal.
Measured from where?
Hilkach. Therefore, kivin shekol echad kafu l'shnayim, since each of our strings are doubled over. In Nifsaku Shnei Roshim, if two ends are cut off, puzzle. Shema Nifsaku Nechot, because you're afraid one chut is totally lost. In other words, the way our strings are, every string is doubled. There's four strings doubled over. So if one of the eight gets cut off, you're still okay, because there's another half that's still hanging there. But if two ends are cut off totally, you don't have kedei aniva on two ends, that's possible, because that may be both from one string.
We're talking to you up to the last knot. Where's the
So what you're asking is, do you measure from the gedil or the anaf? So if you jump ahead to if gimel, machlokes Rashi and the Ri, the Rashi says the aniva is from the anaf, and the Ri says even if you lost the whole anaf, but you still have the gedil, it's okay. The minig is like Rashi. So the Rashi says you look at that part from the fifth knot hanging. We don't look at the string above that. The Ri says you look at that too. The meaning is to follow Rashi. That's the Machlokes later on. In any event, what we're saying here is that since the strings are doubled over, so even if one string is totally cut off, you still have the other end and it's fine. But if two ends are cut off, now you have to be concerned that it may be they're both from the same string. But the way we are careful when we make tzitzis, that we make a point of identifying the four ends, that's always four on one side of the knot and four on the other side. In other words, we want to make sure that you don't get two strings on one side from the same original string. We want to make sure when you double it over, four stay on one side, four stay on the other side. And we always maintain that separation. If you're careful like that, then in Nifsiku Shneva Shimitsad Echad, Kasha. So if two strings get totally cut off, but it's on the one, same side of the knot, you're good. Because you know the other half is still hanging on the other side. Devadai Shnei Chutim Hem, because you know these are two separate strings. Vayinishtar Mikol Echad, HaRosh HaSheni, each one has this other end. Shoyos Nechaniva, and the other end is a full length, it's more than Kedei Aniva. So, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is, and this is a Machlokes we're showing him, he starts off with the first sheet, is that the psul is going to be if a string is totally cut off on both its ends, less than kedei aniva remains, then it's going to be possible. But if only one side is cut off and the other side is there, you're good. It makes no difference. You can have four strings cut off on one side and the other side is there, you're good. Still kasher tzitzis. Nishtaburis if katan aleph. If the string is cut off, but you have kedei aniva left, v'nishtayer behem, perish meaning, b'chol echad min hachut nishar l'asus aniva. All the strings were cut, and each one has enough left to make an aniva, shekoyrin shleif. It's a knot. L'kol hachutim p'sukim yachad. And you can tie all the cut strings together, so it's enough left that it's still kasher. V'mlo nifsiku kulon, if not all the strings were cut, then dayim nishar l'asus aniva l'p'sukim b'vad l'kol hachutim. Then all I need is enough left to tie on the one that was cut, which means you need less. you need less string remaining because you're not tying around all of them, you're just tying around the one that remains. So if cut and bays, so if you have that much left, it's kosher. But if you untied the tzitzis, that you can't put in a new talis. Now you're back to chatchila. Even if you have one string that's torn or cut, you don't have the 12 gudon. We don't want to use that string. So the chatchila, you don't use it. But it's not possible. It's 100% kosher. Just the chatchila, we don't use it. Now, the Be'er Halacha has a lengthy discussion here about practical terms. How long is this Kadeya Neva? How long is the Kadeya Neva? How much do I have to look at it? Give me a measurement. Give me centimeter. Give me something. The amount of string it takes to tie around. So he quotes several different sheets. And the Be'er Halacha quotes a Chaya Adam. And he says, the Chaya Adam hifres alamida. Chaya Adam went too far. Chaya Adam said, Kadeya Neva is Dalet Gudolin. Dalet Gudolin is Dalet that's both. So it's like 8 centimeters. He says, that can't be. They can't be. First of all, there are shittas that we had before that the whole hanging down should be 4 gudolim. One shita is 4, one shita says 12. So we do 12. But it's a shita that all you need is 4. So how can you say that the remnant is going to be 4? So he wants to say that even according to the chumer d'shita of Rashi, which is you only look at the part from the 5th knot hanging down, not from the first knot, from the 5th knot, he says, Al kachde niva is lo yosim ishte gudolim. It won't be more than 2 gudolim, which will be on the short side 4 centimeters. We said it could be between 2 centimeters, 2.4 centimeters, depending on the shita, how big the espa is. So he's saying, even if you want to be machmer, like Rashi and Siv Gimel, it's going to be not more than 2 gudolim. It's not going to be more than 4 centimeters that we want to be remaining. He continues on afterwards, and he says that lahalocha, we hold like the Rif and the Rosh, that the aniva is to tie on one chut by itself, which is the smallest shear, just to tie one string on itself. And if it's not shayich, you're going to rely on that shita. So he says, bevadei ein lahachmir more than 2 gudolim b'chol gavni. So that becomes the standard we're going to use. 2 gudolim. It's probably less than 2 gudolim. It's probably less than that. It's probably less than 4 centimeters. But we're going to go with 4 centimeters. And we're going to say 4 centimeters is what we're looking for. Lahalocha, it could be even a little less. We're not going to have a problem with it. But lemaisa, that's going to be the shear that we're going to work with. So we're basically saying that if all the strings are cut and you're left with 4 centimeters in every one of them, you're fine. If one or two strings were cut on the same side of the knot, all the way up to the knot, you're still good. Because on the other side is the rest of the string, and you have more than 4 centimeters. Even if all 4 strings were cut, according to the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch, you're good, because the other side is there. You run into problems when one on each side is cut. When one on each side is cut, now it's very possible it's the same string, so that's going to be a problem. Take a look at Sifkan Gimel. Shenifsak kulo. One string that's totally cut will be possible. What's the limit to say? Shebishnei roshav, l'mishtak din ivam. Both ends of it, you don't have kadei aniva. So possible after shara chutin ha'yishlam. So even though all the other strings are fine, it's possible because you're missing this one string. V'mishtai b'shneim kadei aniva ayde tsev. Let's say it's not kadei aniva on either one, but if you add them together, it is kadei aniva. Let's say we're saying kadei aniva is 4 centimeters. And have 2 centimeters left on one side, 2 on the other side.
I was going to ask that.
Yesh mahani. This is a question, if it helps. Umash from Eliyahu and derech Chacham, Yesh Nachach Medav from Eliyahu derech Chacham. It seems one should be strict. Va'afilam Yisafek Imashen in Hashnei Roshim Hemishnei Chutin Ameyachad. Even if there's a question, are these two from the same string or not? Because even if they're on opposite sides, we don't know for sure it's the same string. It could be any of the strings. Vim kein yesh kan sfek sveka. So you have a double suffix. Shem, ahem, ishne chutin. Maybe it's 2 different strings. Vishem, it's tarif. And even if it's the same string, maybe even it's tarif. Afilu hochi yesh lahachmer. Even still with that, you should be machmer. Mishum de tzitzis mitzriyun heim, because tzitzis are available. So you shouldn't rely on being mekel. Uvarzus hachaya mekel konzeb. But the malbim in asachayim is mekel. V'nir dem yesh be'echem me'rosh gilav chut echad. So if you have one side, it's less than 4 centimeters, but it's enough to wind around itself, which you could do that with 3 centimeters. Bavada yishis mechalav, you can be mekel with the tziruf. Because anyway, it gets back to the Be'er Halacha, the Rashitas and Rishonim hold one string is enough. You don't have to wind around all the torn strings. Even around one string is enough. So Memela, if you have the Tziruf is Mekhdei Aniva, and on one side, one of the strings is Mekhdei Aniva on itself, says you could be Mekel for sure in such a case. So if gone doubt, Puzzle. So if even one string is totally cut off, it's Puzzle. I in the Kamam b'Sif Gimel. Right away, look in Sif Gimel. You got to see Sif Gimel, the Machloek is Rashi. And the read, do you look at only the hanging part from the fifth knot down, or do you go back up to the original knot? Well, the Kuli Alma, in Nifsakut Echad Meikar, but everyone agrees, Rashi and the read. Let's say the tear is where you put it in the hole. You check where you put it through the hole, and you see it's cut over there. The Hainu B'malkim Chibur B'Kanaf, the tear or the cut is where it was attached to the corner. Everyone agrees the Pasul. There's no Shaila, it's Pasul. So the Taz is based on this. Every Yerushalayim has to make a point of checking where the tzitzis are put through the beged. Where it's attached to the corner. Make sure there's nothing torn at that point as well. You don't just check where it's hanging down. You have to check where it's attached to the beged. Since our tzitzis are folded in two, so if two ends are cut off, it's going to be puzzle. And on both strings, you don't have kedei niva. If two strings are torn, one has kedei niva, one doesn't, you're okay. Because even if it's the same string, you have kedei niva. Now this concern, the Mechaber says, if two strings, any two strings, when you're not careful which side of the knot you put them on. Because you have to be afraid it's from the same string. What's the law to say? Even if both cuts of the torn strings are on the same side of the knot, maybe they're both the same string. Because you weren't careful when you made the tzitzis to divide them the whole way through down all the knots. But if you are careful, then if it's on the same side, you're good. So the notes being a question from Chazanish. Why don't go by the rove? Two strings are torn. And you can have the child either way. Either on the same side and you're not careful when you made them, or they're on opposite sides and you were careful, but now they're on opposite sides. So there's a 25% chance it's the same string. There's 75% that it's not the same string. Why do we have to assume that's a problem? Why don't you go by the rove? Rove tells you that there are different strings that are torn, not the same string. What's the likelihood that it's the same string torn on both sides? So why don't you go by the rove? So the biyash says you can't go by the rove. Since it's efshir to untie the tzitzis mavar, you don't go by the rove. Since you can verify what's going on over here. In such a case, you don't go by the rove. Sifkan zayin. So the way we do our tzitzis, we make sure that the four on one side and the four on the other side are the single strings from both sides. We don't put on one side the same string. So then, if two strings tear on the same side, you're for sure good. According to this sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, it could be all four strings on one side that are cut. And even the other side are cut. But you have kedei aniva left on the other side. You imagine this? You have tzitzis. On one side, the four are cut mamash to the knot. And the other side, they're all cut 5 centimeters away from the knot. Good, no problem. Because according to this opinion in Shulchan Aruch, the psul is only when one string is totally gone on both sides. When the Mechaber says that you have on the second side more than Kedei Aniva, lav davka, that it's only these two strings that are torn, could be four or six or eight. She'ela, question. What if the strings tore and I go and tie them back together again? Does the fact that I tie them together bring back the name of Sholem? Does it bring back the status of being Sholem? The Achronim concluded, this is the halacha. If when I start, before I make the tzitzis from these strings, the strings tore, and I've tied them a tight, lasting knot. Then I start making the tzitzis and I put it through the hole and I go through the whole process. Kosher, that's fine. tying it is an absolute attachment. It's a chibur gomer. V'chein la'acha shenase behechsher. And similarly, if it was made as kosher tzitzis, d'hainam nifsak rosh echad la'acha hatos tzitzis babeged, you put the tzitzis in, and then one side rips. Af em lo nishtar k'dei aniva, even if there's not k'dei aniva, mahani the kosher atah, right now I can tie it, because the tzitzis is kosher, because only one string was torn out of the eight. So even if that one that's torn is all the way near the top, if I make a knot with the other string and tie it well, that's okay. And then even if another string on the other side tears, and it's the exact same string that tears, and it's not k'dei aniva on the other side, you're kosher, it's okay. It's kosher because it was tied, when he tied it, when I made it, it was fine, there's nothing possible. But if the cut of the strings made the tzitzis puzzle, maybe the two ends got cut, and you don't have k'dei aniva on either side. Well, maybe it was torn up by the hole, because this issue is only according to Rashi. According to the relay later on, you have the gadil, but let's say it's by the hole where the problem is, where you put it through. It won't help to then retie that tear or that cut and make it shalem. Because now it's tasev and osu. It's right now puzzle, and you're going to make it kosher by tying the knot. That's not going to work. And especially if the thread or the string was shorter than it should have been when you began. Then it doesn't help to tie it afterwards once I've done my winding and knotting of the first section. We said the same problem. If you had one long string that you only cut them after I made the first chulya, it's tasalam and osi. So here too, if I only mended the tear after I've made the first chulya, that's too late. You have to mend it and tie it together and knot it before I start making the tzitzis. Then that is 100% kosher string, is considered one long string, and you can use it. But if you make the repair after it's already possible, so at that point you can't machshur it by tying it together.